2 weeks ago, DeKalb County CEO Burl Ellis was set to recommend a site for a new shelter. Instead, three sites were proposed, and the final recommendation was supposed to come Tuesday at the county commission meeting. Instead, the county presented further evaluations. Barbara Davis, a member of Advocates for DeKalb Animals, says she's disappointed. The vote has already been delayed several weeks.
We have a failed system. We need answers now. And our position is build it now. We've waited 10 years. Let's go ahead and get this done.
Davis and other animal advocates want the shelter built near DeKalb Peachtree Airport, but she's not sure if it's likely.
It was hard not to feel as though the county had decided and then the presentation was biased to point to Johns Homestead.
Johns Homestead, a county-owned green space, is already favored by some commissioners like Commissioner Elaine Boyer.
One of the reasons that I'm going to support this particular site is, number one, we, the taxpayers of DeKalb County, have already bought this 46 acres for $7 million.
The county says the location near the airport would also cost more than $1 million more to build because they'd have to pay the Federal Aviation Administration. But Pam McNall, with the Friends of Johns Homestead, doesn't want the shelter coming to the green space either and prefers a PDK location.
We have to preserve this heritage site. And as a dog park, work with a heritage site and nature preserve? No, I think it's a far-fetch.
The board is set to vote on a site on June 25th. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.